Jessica, and you are watching. Okay.
Go ahead right now.
All right, one moment. Hi, I'm Jessica Del Boni, and you are watching Marcus Deegan Show.
The Marcus Deegan Show. What's the story, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Pod. I'm your host, Marcus Deegan. You know who I am. Shooting from Sin City, Las Vegas, here at the world-famous Sticky Paws Studios, right next door to the Apex. So I go over there and hang out with Dana White and have beers in the afternoon. No, I don't. That was all bullshit. Thanks for joining us again for another podcast. If you subscribe to us on YouTube, I thank you very much. Make sure you tell your mates. We're trying to get that platform up and running. And it's doing pretty good so far. A little bit more help from you would be great. Today, the episode is proudly sponsored by Muse psychedelic-infused products. Change your life to a more vivid, spectacular opening of consciousness. Today, we've got another mixed martial artist on the show. We have one of the ladies in the studio today, so I have to watch what I say here today. She is a Brazilian world champion. She is a mixed martial artist fighting out of the Invicta FC promotion. Welcome to the Marcus Deegan Show, the Queen, Jessica Del Boni.
Thank you so much, Marcus. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very happy to have you here. Thank you so much. I love the tattoo. Where did the nickname come from? How did you get that?
So I have a lot of fights in Invicta FC, and then one day I fought for the belt and I lost, but everybody saw that I won, but the judge gave me the loss, and I channel came to me after fight and told me, look, I thought that you won as well, but in 3 weeks, we'll have one tournament with three fights same day. And if you won this tournament, the Phoenix tournament, I don't know if you know, but it's famous in the Invicta FC. So you got one big trophy if you won three fights same day. So I was here. You know, I came to Brazil. I won the girl, Alessia Zeptela, in my mind. And then, okay, I will stay here more 3 weeks. And she said, I think you are the favorite to go. So stay here and let you see. And if you won the tournament, you fight again for the belt. You can fight again for the belt. So, okay. So I stayed here in America. I fight again 3 times, same day. I won that big trophy.
All in the one day?
One day, 3 fights, same day. So I got the big trophy. I got the victory. And then they start to say in the Twitter and Instagram, Jessica is the queen for the atom weight, the queen for the category. And then, okay, the queen. So then 6 months later, I came to fight for the belt against Alessia Zeptela again. And I got the belt and I came with a crown in my head, you know. So I, let me tattoo this in my leg.
Yeah. So you've embraced that nickname now and everybody knows you as that now?
Oh, now people saying Jessica Del Boni, and now they say Jessica the Queen. Okay, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, it's good.
So how do you say the queen in Portuguese?
Rainha.
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 Do they say that over there to you or do they say it in English?
They say the queen, yeah.
They say the queen.
The queen, yeah. And I have another tattoo here. It's the queen for the chest.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How long have you been getting tattoos for a long time? That look good.
Yeah, this one I did after fight, I think 2 years ago. And this one just last year.
Yeah. Tell everyone, like, how long has your martial arts career been going? Because you've done a lot and you've fought a lot and you've had a lot of success. When did you actually start fighting and what was the reason that made you decide to go into that as a profession?
So I started when I was 11 years old. I am 30 right now. I started with Taekwondo. I got my black belt with 17 years old. And then I was looking for more, you know, because Taekwondo is, I love Taekwondo, but I was looking for one thing that, you know, more hard to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started training in Rodrigo Dam Gym in my state. Jiu-jitsu, boxing, MMA, and my first fight was when I was 19 years old. I won, and I did 2 wins in my state, and my state don't have a girls for a fight against me, so I moved to Rio de Janeiro, and I fight. I was doing medicine veterinary. How can I say?
A veterinary.
Also. And then I stopped for just fight. Just stay fighting because I love to fight. So I moved to Rio de Janeiro and I fight more I fought five times. So 7-0 in my career, I did. And wow. I signed my contract with Invicta FC. And then I started to fight for Invicta.
And so how long have you been with Invicta for now? How long?
Signed in 2018.
2018.
So, yes. So 6 years right now, right?
Is there any other promotions that have atom weight?
Have an in Rizzi, right?
Right.
Have a in ONI FC.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm having Combat Global, I think, as well.
Yep.
Another small.
Another the smaller promotions. Now,
yeah, small promotions.
It's very rude to ask a woman about her weight, but because we are talking professionally here about her her weight class, like, atom weight is 105, right?
105.
So what would you walk around at? You wouldn't be much more than that, right?
Yes. When I got the belt, I got the first plate in the road for Atomate, but I moved to 115 right now. So my last fight was 115, and I'm looking to another goal right now. You know.
Are you thinking of going up?
Yes, I am 115 because I have 17 fights, professional fights, but in 17 professional fights, 10 fights was in 115, you know?
Ah.
I got like a 91 in 115. In 125, I have a 2-0. In 105, I have like a 3-3.
Right.
So I thought, okay, I think I'm good in 105 because I feel very strong, you know, but it's better I move to 115 for I feel better and then don't lose too much weight.
You don't have to cut as much weight when you're walking around. Yeah.
So it's better for me.
So obviously, being a mixed martial artist, the goal, I'm assuming, is UFC.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Right?
Yes. This is my goal.
This is your goal. I've interviewed a lot of great Brazilian fighters from the UFC, from Johnny Walker to Michel Pereira.
Mm-hmm.
I've interviewed Chris Cyborg, of course.
Yeah, it's Chris Cyborg.
Is she someone that you've looked up to in your career and maybe, you know, kind of want to pave your way the same as what she has done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, when I fought for the belt,
mm-hmm.
and then I got the belt, that picture there, she sent a message for me on Twitter.
No,
saying,
why?
Oh, very good performance. Congratulations. I say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe Chris Box sent a message for me.
Wow.
Very, very nice. I love Chris Box. She's so good. So, yeah, now I move to 115 again because it's better for me for no cut too much weight. And then I am here in Las Vegas, you know, UFC is here. They're based from UFC here. I already train with a lot of girls from UFC.
Mm.
I know that I am good. I am good partners. I'm hard, you know. So I am a tough girl to train. So I have a lot of partners that fight for UFC. And then that is my goal. You know, I'm here and I'm waiting. I think this year is the year that I go to there.
So from what I see from an outsider, you've had success in your mixed martial arts career. Your record is incredible. There's only one way to go for you. That's up.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
It has to be. Do you already see it in your head? You're putting on those UFC gloves backstage.
Oh yeah. When I got my contract, I think that okay. I feel that I'm just waiting for my contract. I feel like before a long time ago, I was told like oh my gosh. When I got my contract, I will cry a lot. For sure, I will be very happy, you know. But now I'm thinking that, look, I'm here. I'm training with a lot of girls from FC. I know I'm a tough girl. I know I'm black belt jiu-jitsu. I'm black belt taekwondo. I have a good Muay Thai as well. I have 17 professional fights, 13 wins for a loss. And I already saw a lot of girls that have one record that not to... To a lot of fights like me, so the girls is in UFC, so okay. So why am I not
there? You think when you're watching these girls in the UFC, are you like, I fucking smoke this chick. I smoke her. You think that, right?
Yeah, some girls that I saw fighting, like UFC, you know, I think you got good opportunities when, you know, it's lucky, but it's when you training a lot as well. So I don't say like, oh, this girl is not to be there. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Is, you know, thanks that she's there, because I know how hard
it is to get there. Yeah,
to get there, you know. But for sure, I saw some girls fighting, and I say, good game for me. If I'm there, I will do this. I'm supposed to be there,
I mean, it's got to be exciting for you. How long have you been in Las Vegas for now?
For now, 1.5 years.
You like it here?
I like.
Yeah, yeah. You married?
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Yes.
Kids?
No, just 2 cats and 1 dog.
I have 2 dogs and 3 cats.
2 dogs, so perfect. Yeah. Big family.
You're an animal lover too, right?
Oh my gosh, I love my animals.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I suppose when you have animals, it's a substitute for not having kids. So like a lot of people always say to me, you treat those animals like they're your kids. And it's like, yeah, because it's the same feeling, right?
Oh yeah, same feeling. And you know, I'm an athlete. I don't like to go out too much, mm-hmm. just for eat. So when someone invited me to go to some place like a party, and then I think in my mind, it's better I stay home with my dog and my cat. You know, it's better.
And that, I thought that was just me that felt like that, because I feel like that as well. Because I'm getting older now, so I don't really like to go.
Oh my gosh, I train so hard. Let me stay home with my dog, my cat.
Do you party at all?
No, I don't.
You don't drink?
No, wine. I like to drink wine sometimes at home. Mm-hmm. I love to cook. So when I'm cooking, I like to drink some wine sometimes, because, you know, I
just feel, adds to the experience.
Let's enjoy,
yeah. What do you cook?
I love to cook fishy, barbecue, lasagna. Food from Brazil is good.
Really? What's the main
feijoada.
Delicacy?
Feijoada.
What is it?
Feijoada.
Never heard of that one.
Never heard of feijoada?
No. Have you, George?
Brazilian people know what I'm talking.
Yeah, the Brazilian. Have you had Brazilian food before, George?
I feel like I have.
There's a Brazilian.
Well, there's Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah, that's
right?
The one I've been to. Brazilian
barbecue.
Steak.
Yeah. Barbecue is so good.
Say that food one more time. I'm going to Google it.
Oh, yeah? Feijoada.
Yeah, would you spell that with
it's a PH
or an S?
Like bams with fish sausage, when we feel a lot of things inside. Yeah, I don't know. Brazilian guys have one thing. They like put, you know, if you have one plate here, like a pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza, you know? Pizza here, everybody eat pizza, right?
Yeah.
But in Brazil, everybody put more things in the pizza. So the pizza stay like a, not like so
flat.
Regular.
It's got everything on top of it.
Yeah, no, have a lot of things in the pizza. Have eggs, have sausage, have, you know, have everything in the pizza. It's so good.
So you have Pizza Hut in Brazil?
Yes.
And Pizza Hut does that? Puts all the stuff on it?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then hot dog there, like hot dog here, is just sausage, bread, you know. Hot dog there, it's sausage, bread, and then...
Onions, peppers, bacon.
You see?
That's in Australia, it's the same too. Oh, George.
Feijoada?
Feijoada.
Feijoada. Yeah, that looks really dang good.
It's like a stew.
It's pretty bad to do that when I haven't had breakfast yet.
Oh, yeah, I need to enjoy.
Oh, that shit looks good, dude.
Mm. Yes.
That looks like a good bowl.
That does look like a good bowl. See what happens when you have the best engineer at Sticky Paws. He starts doing stuff like this, pulling up food items.
It's so good.
Have you eaten this morning, George?
No, I'm not. I fast.
Yeah, are you fasting at the moment?
I've always done it.
Religious reasons or for weight reasons?
For health reasons. I'm Cuban, so I'll get fat as shit. Like, and my dad was like 350 pounds at a point because he just like ate. So like,
you have that genetics.
I eat like a piece of shit, but from the hours of 6 and 10 p.m.
Right.
So I mean, like,
so you won't eat anything until tonight?
Yeah.
You'll go the whole day without eating anything at all?
Yeah, I have my coffee in the morning.
And that's it? You don't get hunger pains?
No, I just look past it. I bury myself in work.
That's true. You are a workaholic.
Yeah.
Do you eat breakfast? Like, have you got a really good diet being that you're an athlete? I suppose you do, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't eat breakfast. Shit food, junk food?
No, I like fast food, but, you know, I like eat more
fresh food. Yeah.
Willy food, like beans, rice, salad, chicken, or salmon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I when I'm diet for a fight, I miss more eat big plate of food than fast food or other things. You know.
What fast food do you eat? Do you like In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, In-N-Out Burger is good, huh? I like it. My husband loves this, Jesus Christ.
He does? He loves it?
Oh my God, he said, let's eat In-N-Out Burger. And I say, let it be. It's another thing, in and out, and out, you know.
Yeah. You an in and out fan, George?
He's good.
Of course,
good.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point where I eat two burgers now. I've stopped because I would always
stop the double-double.
I would always eat one burger and then I would finish and I'd be like, dude, I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
I need two of these.
Yeah, I eat two and I'm a skinny guy.
Yeah.
Australians love In-N-Out Burger. Australians go fucking crazy over In-N-Out Burger. Yeah.
But my friends that came here, my husband just say for everybody, like, look, let's eat In-N-Out Burger. It's so good. Like,
It's a traditional thing, I think, when your friends come to Las Vegas, hey, we're going to go to In-N-Out Burger.
It's cheap and it's very good.
Yeah, it's cheap and it's good. What else do you do to supplement your income? Do you have a job or are you strictly just a mixed martial artist?
Just martial artist, but here I do a lot of things. Like I put one gym in my garage right now, mm-hmm. and then I teach Muay Thai there.
Nice.
Some private classes, and I'm a groomer as well, so...
Animal groomer?
Yeah.
Animal really?
Groomer, yes. So I groom, yeah. I have a table, I put my house, and do everything.
I've got one dog that I have to put a muzzle on her when I take her to the groomer because she likes to nip people. She's 14. She's very grumpy and likes to yell at everybody. And her nails are this long and she sharpens them with her teeth. Yeah. So, and I don't mean this in any disrespectful way. No OnlyFans?
No. No, I already did.
You already did it?
Long time. But when I saw the people start to ask me, you know, a naked pictures, I say, oh, it's better I close right now.
Really?
Yes, you know, I'm married. And then I think to put train, you know, and then everybody start to say, oh, you have OnlyFans. Like, so you have a naked picture. Say, yeah. No, why? And then I saw that more people that have OnlyFans have
it's
naked.
I think that now, like I know a lot of people from the UFC even that had their OnlyFans for training videos, OnlyFans training videos, yes. But I don't think that's what really the platform is.
I don't have OnlyFans and people ask a lot picture for my feet. Imagine your
OnlyFans.
They say, please send me pictures.
Of your feet?
Of your feet. And then, or let me have your feet. And meet
your socks.
Me in some place for, if so, I kick in the face. But if you see my feet, probably you don't pay. It's not good.
Well, look what you do for a living. That your feet probably, you know. Well, then you should probably set, like, that's bizarre that guys would pay for a photo of someone's feet.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder if I could get into that. I wonder if I could. I've got this second toe that's about this long. Right, so my first toe's like this, and my second toe's like this. It's very bizarre, very bizarre. So what are you? You've been with Jason House and Iridium. That's a great management team, right? You love all those guys, Cap and Jacob and everyone over there.
Yes, I have some friends that work with him, and then they told me good things about Jason, about Nancy, about the region. So I feel very good. I feel that, okay, I'm good hands. I just need to be weighty.
Yep.
So I'm weighty. I'm 127 pounds right now, so very close to the weight. And then, okay, I'm just being prepared. I told him, look, I'm weighty. I'm being prepared for a fight.
Mm.
You know, just let me know, and I'm here.
So you're ready to go at an instant.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. So you're 127. Is that your normal weight?
Before, I was like 137. But now I want to stay with 128.
Yeah.
The more like 129, but to go to 127, you know, and stay like that. 127.8, not too much, you know, no past that 125, 129, I think. It's good for me.
Yeah. Well, you're only, what are you, 5 foot two?
Huh?
5 foot two? Five foot? How tall are you?
5'1".
5'1". That's good, though. 5'1", and she still whoop everybody's ass here in the studio, including me and yours. No, that's okay. So let's talk about, I want to know, like, I'm very protective of my wife. I'm very protective of her. Like, if anyone looks at her the bad way or says anything to her, I go absolutely crazy, right? I can't imagine what it would feel like to see my wife getting punched or kicked in an octagon. How does your husband feel about watching his the love of his life when she's bleeding or the nose, or how does he deal with that?
Oh, my husband is MMA fighter as well. He have 3-1. He just started MMA, but he have more than 40 fights in Muay Thai, kickboxing. So he passed confidence for me. You know, he say, okay, look, stay confident. You are good. You have a lot of, you have very good jiu-jitsu. So don't feel bad to go in the ground. You know what to do, you know. And he gives confidence for me, so he's good. And he loved this. Like me, he loved to be fighting, you know. He loved to do that. So, yeah, for him, it's good. But the thing is, he's big, you know, and strong. But he knows that I am small and my, you know, like when you have small dogs.
Yep.
So you know that small dog is. Yeah. So I am small, so my patient is like that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I be angry in the fight, and I want to go to the fight like, you know, like, how can I say? When you go to, I like to go to, how can I say? Change punches, like, no. My husband say, look, give jab, move, breathe. I like to go to the fight, you know, like a bam, start to go to in fight, you know, in fight.
Yep.
And he say, wait, you know, he needs to say all the time, wait, breathe.
Yeah. So do you believe that it's better that he's also a fighter as well for you guys as a couple is better?
Yeah, it's good.
Couldn't go out with a guy like me, like a civilian, right?
Huh?
You couldn't have someone like me, like a guy that doesn't fight.
No, I think it's good as well, you know, because
you could beat me up.
Oh, yeah. So, no, do this. If you don't wash the dish.
Oh, that's funny.
No, but it's good because he understood how is the cost of weight, how is the diet, you know, how tired I am when I finish one training. This is good, you know, but yes.
Yeah.
It's good to have someone that knows how to fight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he wouldn't. He probably doesn't worry about you at all. Then he doesn't. He's like, nah, she's good. She's got it. Those two big guys that are talking shit. She's
Leave it. Yeah, he came. He just did one surgery in his knee. So
He
stopped right now. So he's going to all trainings extreme with me, like all sparring trainings, and he stay there saying, do this, do that, move to here, kick it. So he's watching everything. So it's good for. He's watching. I stopped to. To listen to him, like, what to, and he say, oh, look, you doing this, doing that, need to move better. I don't like this, so it's good.
Yeah.
You know, he stand up, he have a lot of fights, so experience, so it's good for me. I like this.
So how do you feel when you see him fighting? The same?
I feel very nervous, Jesus
Christ. That's what I mean. You get, like,
yeah, because, like, he have a lot of Muay Thai kickbox fight. MMA, he is still new. You know, here, he just fight one time. He's from Brazil as well. So here I know that everybody very good wrestling, you know.
Yeah.
He have a good jiu-jitsu, but he's blue belt. So he have a lot of things to learn yet, you know. So I feel nervous because I know that, oh my gosh, if the guy have a good Muay Thai, probably he already have good wrestling because everybody here do wrestling in the school, you know. So, you know.
In America?
You know, you need to defense, you need to train wrestling a lot. So I feel nervous, but... Yep. He's more confidence than me, you know. He's like that. He look at me and say, "I will kill this guy today. Yeah, I will kill this guy." He's like that, you know.
What weight class is he?
He fights for, I don't know how can I say in English. Let me see, like same weight is Tiklim.
Oh, okay. So welterweight.
Huh?
Welterweight. Yeah.
But he's trying to move to down.
Oh, so he wants to go to lightweight.
No, he was lightweight and he need to change for...
And he went up to 170?
Yes, no. Yeah. He is the other weight.
Featherweight?
And then he's want to move to...
Lightweight?
Same weight sticker, yeah.
Ah, so...
Next fight, because he's big.
So you train at Extreme Couture?
I train, yeah.
When you're down there, do you ever see someone training and go, wow, that's...
No.
No, you don't.
I saw that people is still training there. He's the former champion. You know, he's good. My husband, I think, I waited training for him there in some sparring. But
your husband sparred Sean.
John
Strickland, your husband, they spar.
I think, he already sparred Strickland there when we arrived here a long time. But But, you know, I train with a lot of girls. Yeah. I was training with Jessica Andrade in Rio de Janeiro. I trained with her a long time. I train with a lot of girls here. So yeah. So for me, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I know, I'm like you, you know, I am fight as well. I'm not too famous, but I'm...
Well, I mean...
But it's good to see, you know, people there that train same place. And every time when finish the training, still can say something's good, like, let's go, guys, let's go. We need to help each other. Kurt say something's good. Eric is very good as well.
Nixik. Eric Nixik.
And then Nate and Danny's. The coach there is good. I like it. And they always pushing everybody up, you know. And that's it. It's good to see good athletes there training. So you see that you can go and you can be there like a champ as well, you know.
That's what I was going to say. Like when you're in that environment and you're around all these champions and people that are in the UFC and then you're training with them and you're doing good and they're telling you, wow, you're going to get that has to make you feel unstoppable, right?
Yeah, like that. Like one coach told me like, 1 week and a half ago, he told me, look, just wait. Tell for a husband English, because my husband don't speak English.
He doesn't speak any English?
No, he's studying English, but no speaking English. But he understands some things. And then the coach told for my husband, look, tell from him that you need just wait, because you are very good. And probably when you go to UFC, you hit a lot of girls there, because you are better than a lot of girls, and say thank you.
Wow.
I was sparring with one girl, and he's coached this girl, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's coaching this girl, and then he told me that, and I say thank you. Like, it's good to listen to something like that.
Of course, yeah. It just, like, most people just want validation that they're doing good, you know?
Yeah.
And when it comes from people like that, you know, it would be the same as if Joe Rogan messaged me and said, hey, you're doing a really good job. Or so I understand where you're coming from. So are your dreams coming true, do you think?
Yes.
They are?
It's come true.
Do you think they're coming true because of your manifestation skills or because of God?
Because of God.
Of course.
For sure. Because I never stop it. Because I give everything my trainings now. Because I'm from Brazil, when I was in my state fighting, I was training a lot. Like today, I never stop. I still training a lot. I feel that some people, when got some good place, you know, I'm here right now. I'm in UFC. So now I can't train less. What? Now I can't have my passionate training just for me and I train separate. No. You arrive in UFC, training hard with everybody, you know, good trainings, hard trainings. And sometimes people say, now I'm good, you know. And you need to still doing hard. You need to still train very hard with people that you don't like, no comfortable for you. You need to be in place that you're not comfortable. If you feel that your train is comfortable, so probably something wrong. Probably you lost. You lost some, you know.
Yeah.
You need to be not comfortable. You need to be training in one place that you feel that people is smashing you. You know, say, okay, oh my gosh, people is smashing me. So here, how you grow up. You know that
yeah,
I'm saying?
Of course.
Like an extreme, have a lot of girls. I like that because here they have the UFC Institute, so have the base for UFC here. So always come different girls to train and different girls that training in a lot of events like UFC or Invicta or a lot of, you know, that's
yeah.
You say. So always have new girls for I train and I know that I'm going good. Because when I was training in Brazil, I was training for the same girls every day. So you know my game, I know your game. And then I start to hit you or like I start to beat you. Can I say like that?
Of course.
Yes. I start to every train I'm good, you know, or you know, everything, but I know your game, you know my game.
Yep.
But I think here's good because have new girls coming. So, okay, let me try the same thing that I already tried a
while ago. Yeah, yeah.
If this girl, he don't know my game, I don't know her game, and boom, okay. See?
It works.
It works.
Yeah.
So it's good. Because in the fights like that, you don't know the game of the other girl, right?
Right. And unless you watch it on TV and watch their fights on TV, do you do that?
What?
If you fight some girl, do you watch her previous fights back
before the fight? Oh, yes.
That's something that you do.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Explain that. Like some fighters do and some fighters don't. It's more beneficial to see it first,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. My hypnotherapy, right?
Yep.
Okay. From Brazil, he told me one time, you need to see all the time this girl fight. Because all the time you find a new thing that she's doing, you know? And when you go to fight against her, you feel that you already fight against her because you saw her a lot of times. So if she do one thing like that, okay, you know, because you saw in her fight, so you don't have new things to see. She can change her game, you know? But the game that she already did, you know. So, okay, if she change the game, okay, but people usually to do the same game and improve the things like step by step. No, like, I change everything, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good to. I think that's good to watch, but have some girls that don't like that I already met that don't like to watch, feel nervous.
Sometimes it's pretty crazy over here in America with the politics sometimes and the way that they run things. You know, like men trying to compete in women's sports.
Yes.
Obviously, I disagree with that for obvious reasons. Most people do. Do you think that men in mixed martial arts respect the women in the same in the same industry? Because I know that sometimes a lot of women are looked down on a lot. Do you think that the men are respectful to the women in mixed martial arts?
So I think now more people respect women in martial arts. But before, like when I start, my dad don't like as well. So my dad say, no, go to start, no fight. Women no need to fight, you know. It's nothing for women. And I say, no, I like to fight. And okay, you know, but so now I think it's better than before. But it's like, when you have a color.
Your different skin.
People still have this, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the same. So people still have. Don't respect
With people's skin color. I get
it. So people still have don't respect with women's fight. It's the same, like it's supposed to be changed right now, but people still have people with closed minds, you know. So it's difficult, but I think now it's better. And I disagree as well with men's fighting same category with women's.
Yeah,
you know,
It's happened in mixed martial arts.
Yeah, it's like a transsexual realm.
Yeah, the transsexual.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
You still have the hormones, you know?
The hormones, yeah.
Hormones in your body, so I disagree. So if you, I know that they want to fight, and if they want to fight, okay, you need to have one category just for these people, you know?
Yeah.
But not mix it. Okay, I'm a man, but I feel that I'm a woman. Let me fight for him. No, you're not a woman, you know? Mm. In your mind, you can think that you are, but.
Yeah.
You don't. You know, so I not disrespecting, okay, just for no, but they need to have, they must have one category just for their
so gender.
I'm transsexual, you are, and that to fight together, okay, but no, you know.
Yeah.
Women's with men's with women's.
Yeah. You know, it's fucking crazy, isn't it?
I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Because it's like a real fight. It's like when you fight with one girl that is using a lot of, you know,
steroids,
and she's very strong. You know, I already fight with her girlfriend, and that I know that she was using, you know, a lot. And oh my gosh,
and she was stronger,
very strong.
Oh really?
In the fight, I feel the difference. No, I won, but you know,
I know.
But oh my gosh, very very difficult. Thanks God that I was training for men as well.
Yeah, wow, that's
you
funny.
Know, it's difficult.
Yeah. What was that in Invicta?
No.
Yeah.
Invicta, if someone knew, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But in Brazil, yes.
Yeah, in Brazil, right. Is there a lot of that kind of issues in Brazil, men wanting to fight in women's sports, or is that just in America?
No, I think I saw Instagram one time, people asking, like, this guy is a guy, is not a woman, in Brazil one time. But his things usually to happens first here, and then start to be there, you know?
Yeah,
He's the, you know,
he's the number one place
number
where everyone
one
looks
place.
At.
So he start to have the things here, and then, okay, let's do the same thing that America, you know, and then boom.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes.
What do you think, Trey? Do you think women should fight in men's sports and men fight in women's sports?
Nah.
Jay's not very talkative. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Thanks for joining us in here today.
Yeah.
Do you know that she would literally whoop both of us at the same time?
Yeah, with one arm.
With one arm?
And hopping on one leg.
And hopping on one leg. making some of that, what is it called again?
Sorry?
Feijoada. Feijoada.
Definitely. Moqueca, very good as well.
Feijoada, yeah. So what do you with your animals, is it like for me, I can't watch any kind of sad things on Instagram or YouTube when it comes to animals losing their families or people losing their dogs. Did you bring your dogs from, or did you get them here? Your animals came with you from where?
I brought my two cats from Brazil.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, explain that process.
I have one cat, she is Peppa, and 9 years old, and my another cat's Fumaça, is like, say smoke,
yeah,
but not smoke. It's smoke like a when you say?
Barbecue smoke, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because she's gray.
Okay, yeah. Smoky, I get it.
So one is Peppa, 9 years old, and the other one is Fumaça, 6 years old. I brought both from Brazil. When I came here, I came for my fight in Invicta, so I can't bring my cats with me. And then I left my cats with one friend. Like, I still paying my house there in Rio de Janeiro. I say, stay in my house, please. I will still paying the renting for you. Stay there, take care of my cats. So I send money for food, everything. So I send, I was sending money for veterinary, everything. And then she stayed there, take care of my cats like four months. And then my cats, oh my gosh, they, you know, animals feel, you know, so they missing weight.
Yep.
They lost, my cats lost weight. And then.
Because they missed you, that's why.
Yes. And when I came back, oh, I cried. I was very, very, you know, I was missing a lot of my cats. Jesus Christ. So I came back, I take my cats again, and I bring my mom to stay here 3 months with me. And my mom bring one, and I bring one in the airplane,
yeah,
you know, in the food with us. And then this last year, I adopt one German Shepherd puppy,
mm-hmm,
with my husband. And now, oh my gosh, so big.
They like grow that quick, the German Shepherd. She 4 months? Is this
7 months, you know,
huge,
like that.
Big paws?
Yes.
Yeah.
And can I say she is, right?
Yeah.
She's like running, you know, following my cats all day. My cats, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Why you took this dog? Jesus Christ.
Are they friends yet? Are they
now,
friends?
Yes. But like my cats walking and my dog, you know, let me follow you. And my cat, stop. Get out, you know.
Yeah.
But she's puppy, so she loves to play. She's a very beautiful dog. Oh my gosh, yes.
Have you been here for summer yet? Summer? You've been here?
Yes, last year.
Now, Rio de Janeiro, that's humid, right?
Yes, humid. Yeah, a lot of beaches have there.
Right. Whereas over here in the desert, it's just dry. How do you handle that summer here? I hate it.
Oh yeah.
I can't stand it.
I don't like too much hot here because the temperature here, because in Rio de Janeiro is humid,
yeah,
and have the beaches for you go to the beaches and okay, let me refresh.
But
it's difficult. It's very difficult, and I need to see for my German Shepherd as well. I need to,
yeah,
because she have a lot of hairs. But yeah, I don't like you, but I don't like cold.
Oh, you don't like the cold either?
I prefer warm.
Yeah,
okay, warm,
yeah,
is good.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, warm blooded.
Cold, I don't like for training. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, especially early in the morning.
Yes. And then I don't like too much hot as well.
Mm.
But I prefer hot than cold, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a cold person personally. What about you, Trey? What do you like? Do you like, are you born and bred here in Vegas?
No, I was in Washington for most of my life, but it sucked.
Isn't it cold there?
It's raining.
Snowing and cold,
yeah,
and freezing.
Everybody was like, oh my God, it's raining. Let's go outside. I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah, because in Vegas, it never rained. So when it rains here, everyone's like, oh, it's raining, right?
Oh my God, fuck, it's raining.
Oh, the people in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I love the heat here until it's summer. Then it sucks, but it's like a solid 6 months is good for weather. And then the other three are
really miserable. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that I more missed from Brazil here is the beaches is, you know, good summer, like I go to the beaches.
Yeah. Have you been to the beaches in California or anything here yet?
No. Yeah. California, no. I haven't been in Miami, like Florida.
You went there?
Yeah, but because I had one fight there.
Yeah.
Grappling fight. And
just grappling?
Just grappling.
Did you win?
I win one and I lost the other one. Yeah. It's like a subversive. Is jiu-jitsu with taps.
Oh, okay.
No gi with taps.
Oh, okay.
With laps.
Yeah. Slaps.
Slaps. Taps, sorry.
No, that's good. Slaps. Like the slap fight.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
The slap fights are always great.
You like it?
No, I think it's great.
I love it too. I love it.
It's, oh my gosh, why do people do
that? Oh, right. It's because it's so different and it's you have to have balls to do that. Or no brains because, man, some of these guys are 400 pounds.
Imagine the, Jesus Christ. I was in UFC Institute one day, long time, and I saw guys training for give one big
slap
with the slap. No, boom. And I ask, oh, have one space for me? I want to fight. I ask, and now I look and, oh my gosh, why is it?
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, but a lot of people is competing this, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming very popular.
And people is betting for.
People can bet on it now. Now it's being sanctioned in California. Uh-huh. And yeah, they have the reality show. And yeah, it's doing really well. I had 15 of them. In the other studio, 15 power slap guys at once doing a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
They drank 4 bottles of whiskey, ate 5 big pizzas, drinking in 1.5 hours. Nobody was even drunk, just drinking the whiskey.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's, do you believe that the mind is one of the most powerful assets when you're a fighter? Your brain, it has to be sharp.
Yes, your brain has to be sharp, and then your mind has to be good. For me, I feel that the more important thing is for me, you know, like God with me, you know, and then I feel good when I'm training a lot. So when I go to the cage, I think, oh my God, look, I'm prepared. I'm with good cardio. So, okay, I have cardio to the fight. I am strong. I'm very prepared. And I have God with me. So let's go. If I lost, it's not because I'm not prepared. It's because God don't want that I lost, you know, something like that. Yeah. Or because it's her day, you know. Mm. But I feel good when I go to walk into the fight, think that I did everything that I can, you know. Mm. So I already training a lot. I'm ready. So I'm good.
Is it hard to deal with a loss?
When I lost, I think it's bad for everyone, but for me, it's very bad because I training a lot. So when I lost, I think, oh my gosh,
so
I give everything.
It's got to be worse for you when that fight that you lost, the judges said you lost, but everybody said you won. That's got to be worse, right?
Yes.
Is it worse?
Yes, it's worse. When I finish this fight, the judge that give to her, I just say for my coach, look, I will stop. I don't want to fight more because I give so hard. It's past the, was after the COVID, you know?
COVID, people, yep.
COVID, sorry. And then I was training long time for this camp. And then I training hard. And I say for my coach, look, I think I need to stop some months, or I will stop because, you know, I give everything. I don't know what. And when I need to win because I won, the judge give it to her. But, you know, one thing, that's good. Now watching this happens, I think, thanks that this thing happens. Because, look, God knows everything, yes? God knows the future, the past, the present, and God see everything. So God has plans for me, you know, had plans for me. And then when I lost, I stayed three weeks and I fight 3 fights same day. So when I won the belt. I want a good money. I want the big trophy. I want a good money. And everybody start to know who is me because everybody watched the tournament. And they started to say the queen, and I was more famous with a little bit more money and with the big trophy. And then when I came to fight for the belt again, I was, you know, with a lot of confidence. So I start to look myself, you know.
And doubt yourself.
Yeah, because people look at you. The tournament, sometimes I saw the tournament again and I say, oh my gosh, look at how I fought. I fought a lot this tournament. I was with a good strategy in my mind. And my last coach told me that time, like, look, come here to the fights today. Like, come to this tournament today and think that this is your last fight in your career. Come to just give your best. Don't think in your mind like I need to win. Like you always come like that because you train a lot. So always you think that I need to win because you train a lot. But now come for this fight. Relax and just fight with your strategy, smart, and come to fight like this is your last fight in your career, and give you everything, you know. And then okay, so I relaxed. And when I went to my fight that day, and I walked to the stairs to the cage, I just put my knees in the ground, and then I pray for God very fast. I say, God, look, I'm here because of you. Because for me, I don't like here. I want to go to Brazil.
Yeah.
And I'm bad because I lost. But I know that if I'm here, is because these things is because you have something for me, you know. So I know that came for be champion today. So I say this for God, like I know that I came for be champion today. And in the tournament, I feel that all girls was looking me like, oh my gosh, she's the champion, you know. Mm. All girls was respecting me, looking me. She wants Zaptela, you know, she wants that fight. So all girls look at me before and say, look, I saw your fight and you won. And all, so everybody knows that I was the champion, and I was feeling the champion as well because everybody told me like you beat the champion. So I was feeling the champion.
You were.
Yeah. And everybody say, look, you already won the champion. Just come here, fight with these girls, won again, and come back and take your belt, you know? Mm. So I was looking more myself after tournament. I look and, oh my gosh, I'm really good. I'm really good. Before, I'm just one past that, give everything the training, and then okay, let me show what I do, you know, what I know. But that day I came and I say, this is God things, God plans. For sure I'm here because God want that I'm here right now. And then I want, and then I say to myself, I was telling to myself, because when I lost the first fight, I was crying a lot and finished the fight because I thought that I won. And oh my gosh, thanks God, I won. And then they get up her arm. What? And then I thought for myself, today I will not cry. Just when I finish the three fights, I will cry, but not here. I will not show for everyone that I'm crying, no. Yeah. And then I won the first fight. And then the last champion was there. Alessia was there sitting, looking to the fights like that.
Really?
And the first fight was the first fight. People outside the websites can
watch it and download it.
No, can ask like, I want Jessica fight with this girl, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. You know? They can matchmake.
Yeah, and then had one girl there that was her partner training in the tournament.
Yeah.
So say, I ask for everyone from Brazil, look, please everyone put me for fight with her partner training, her friend, because I want to beat her first. And everybody start to, you know, put my name with her. And then first fight, I got with her. And then when I came inside and I finished it like, and I beat her, I look at the last champion, look at Zaptela and say,
see?
And the second fight, she was there. Look at me, second fight. I finished the girl. I beat the girl as well. And I look at her. I'm coming. And then the last fight. She said in the interview.
Yep.
She said like, I think Jessica will lost for Lindsay because I think that Lindsay is better, and Jessica lost a lot of weight for being the 105. So I think she's not so strong today, blah, 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 blah. And Lindsay is a very good girl. I already fight with her, and I fight against her in the final in the tournament. And I look at her in the van going to the place that have the fights at that day, and I look at her, look, you are the I want to go to the final with you. And she said, me as well. I think me and you is the best fighters today here. And I say, yes. And I want to go to the finals with you because I think you deserve. And she said, you deserve as well. Okay.
Nice.
So me and her finally went to the finals. And as Abdella told in the interview, like, I think, Lindsay, you beat Jessica because Lindsay is better. And then Lindsay saying in the interview, I think that if I pass Jessica, I will hit easy Abdella. Because Jessica is the hard person, you know?
Yeah.
And then my manager told me in that time, Thiago told me, look, Lindsay, just say that you are more hard than the girl for the belt. I say, okay. And then we had a very good fight, me and her again, because I already fight against her and I won. And then we have a very good fight and I won. And I look at her, look, I will come back to take the belt. Wait for me.
Yeah.
And then I want the big trophy. And then she started to say a lot of things the internet, in the Twitter.
Bad things?
Bad things like, Jessica, good morning. Every day until the fight for the belt. Yeah. Every day, like, good morning, Jessica. I will hit you. Good morning, Jessica. I will KO you, you know? Good morning, Jessica. I will put you down. Like, again, you try to put me down. You tried 13 times and you didn't got put me down because she was number 3 in national wrestling. You tried 13 times and you didn't put me down.
Yeah.
So I say, but you put me down, no problem, because I have good jiu-jitsu as well. Yeah. So. And then, okay, I won and they did one documentary for my history. So very good in
YouTube. Oh, really?
In YouTube, have a documentary saying Diary of Jessica Del Boni. So it's very good to watch for about my history, about my career. So if you want to watch there, people, please watch and like it.
Yeah, let's put the link. Let's put the link in the description. The Journey of Jessica Del Boni.
Diary Jessica Del Boni, yes.
The Journey of Jessica Del Boni. Can you note that for me? Try to put that in the link there so we can put Jessica's documentary in there, and so everyone can get a little bit of a better idea on what this lady does. So if you could say something to Dana White, get ready to look in that camera. What would you say? What would you say to Dana White?
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Please, Dama, put me on. Yeah. Put me on. You have a good chance for sure. And a good chance for, I have a good chance for giving the fight. So please put me on. I sure you have you. I know that have a lot of girls there, you know, and then I am supposed to be like one of the first one girls there, like number 5. I will training for a lot of girls. You not? How can I say? If you put me on, you will see that what I'm going to do.
She's got an incredible record.
Yes.
Just say your record one more time, Jessica.
I have 13 wins, 4 losses. I have 17 fights. A lot of fights.
Well, there you go. I mean, we'll make sure that he sees that. And you never know your big luck here. I think that your destiny is destined for the UFC. You've put in the hard work. You're in the right place. You have the right management. You have a good head on your shoulders. You have the help of our Lord and Savior above that's always on behind your back. So I think amazing things are coming for you. I really do. And what I like to do is when we kind of finish up here at the show is I like to ask my guests. Sometimes they can answer, sometimes they can't. Jessica, the Queen Del Boni, what is your message?
My message for everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, like... my message is like, please, doing good things, do good things, be honest, you know, give your heart for your things that you like to do, you know, stay healthy with your body. One day you see that your body is very important for you, you know, enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Don't be too much time in cell phone. You know, see what is happening with your family. Listen your children. Listen your husband. Listen your parents. They want what they want to say, because people right now is losing a lot of time with internet, with cell phones. So please take your time for yourself, for read one book, for stay with your family, for you go to a trail, for you go to a travel with your family, with your wife, with your husband, you know, and stay talking with God every day. Good things is happening. And help your other people. It's like that, you know. When you give good things come for you, you know. That's it.
Beautiful message, Jessica. I mean, it comes from the heart, my friend. So that's why I love to always ask my guests to give their message. Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate the opportunity for you to come in here. I always respect your what you do for a living and being a lady and having a husband and doing what you do. I think it's awesome, and I wish you nothing but the best for the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity, for inviting me here, for letting me explain or tell about for my history here. And thanks for your job here. I think you're doing a very good job. I love your studio. It's very, very nice. I'm thinking to have one room like that.
Yeah.
I need to put something. You know?
Thanks, Jessica.
So it's very nice your job. Thank you so much for invite another actress for saying history, you know, here.
Thank you so very much. Good. I appreciate Thank that. You. Great guests, the best guests in the world. This is the funnest podcast, and I have a great job because I get to talk to amazing people about what they do. Today's episode was sponsored by Muse, and we have a new partnership coming up. I'll give you a little hint. Baby, soon I'm going to have that million-dollar smile. I'm going to look like one of the Bee Gees. I'm going to be smiling all day. We're going to talk about our new sponsor in the next episode. Thank you very much for joining us once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This is Marcus Deegan for the Marcus Deegan Show podcast here in Las Vegas. I love you. We're out.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice. Oh, nice. Try. Nice.